What's happening? Happy Monday to you. Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
And I'm Tim Miller.
And we are three guys on. I don't know if you guys recognize this, the happy strains of the Spinners with Rubber Band Man. But the reason why we bring this song is because when we ever have a guest, we like to let our guests pick these songs. And we actually have two guests today. One guest you people already know, the other guest you don't. But the returning champion sitting back in with us, make her feel welcome. She brought us in with Rubber Band Man. She didn't bring us in with Apple Peaches Pumpkin Pie.
Thank God.
Put your hands together. Welcome to the stage. You're very funny. Miss Liz Mealy.
Hey, guys.
Really?
I mean, you shot down Apple Peaches Pumpkin Pie. I'm not excited to be here. A little hurt. A little sad.
Really? That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
And also sitting in, we have an old friend.
Chad Heft.
Who moved away. Mr. Eager. Let me build you up.
I mean, he saw how you built up. Yeah. He's like, I'll just do this myself.
He wanted to cut you off before.
Let me build you up.
He's like, no, I'll do
started off doing comedy with Andy Klein years ago. Moved away. Back in town doing comedy. Put your hands together. Welcome to the stage. Very funny.
Chad Heft.
Chad Heft is in the house.
Chad, so nice you got to say it twice, right?
I can't hear. Oh, yeah, I can. Never mind.
I can't hear. Oh, you just got binged.
You just get a Facebook message?
That's my sister.
It's her sister.
Oh.
Panicking.
She's going through some
sister
stuff.
Just got sucked into something.
Yeah.
She's fine, though.
Yeah, take that down. All right, so we have two guests for you guys sitting in, as well as the prodigal son returns.
Oh God! speaking of children, I have one now.
The prodigal son.
So I got you know.
The prodigal son returns.
I'm trying to raise a daughter, guys.
Shout out to anybody who came out to watch us all perform at the Lumps audition at the Arlington Draft House on Wednesday.
We appreciate all of you coming out.
You guys,
there.
For
Chad
coming
came,
out.
Surprising so the shit did out of us.
Yeah, and showing up. So we didn't think anybody was
going to be there. On a Wednesday at 7:30, ain't nobody going, what the fuck is
and people? Y'all came on out, y'all sat there and laughed, and we got nothing for it.
No. We'll see.
But we got some. We got your laughs, and we appreciate
y'all. We will find out.
We appreciate y'all. And Andy and I will be at the Improv October 9th through the 12th.
And I'll be there the week before, which is the 3rd through the 5th.
Yes.
So you're opening for
Gerard Carmichael.
I'm going to one of those shows.
Okay.
I can't remember
for,
which one. Who are you opening for?
What is her name? I can see her face, too.
It's a woman.
Woman.
Tammy Pascatelli.
Pascatelli. Yeah.
Tammy Pascatelli. Cool. Okay.
Look at him.
Look okay. at
What would we do without you, man?
Well, Tim's there a lot.
Get on the internet.
I go there quite a few times a year.
There a lot.
When are you, what do you have going on?
Coming up? Right now I'm at the DC Improv, but in the future I'll be on Access TV on Thursday.
Oh, you got an Access spot?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, so
great.
I'm doing that on Thursday, and then I'm opening for Hurry Kundabulu at Caroline's next weekend.
Right on.
What is Access?
It's like a cable channel, and it's nice because you can be uncensored, so you can do a TV set you would never do.
Nice.
On late night.
I think
a lot of dick jokes.
Like a show?
It's all dick jokes.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just being myself.
Lambert is doing an audition for it. I was thinking about that. Yeah, Lambert's doing an audition for it. So
cool.
I think he has an audition for it. We were talking about that. So, and Chad.
Yes, sir.
What's going on with you, man? Explain who you are to the people, because people know Liz. They don't know you.
That's not nice. Wow. So disrespectful.
White dude, got a goatee.
He means people. Got a goatee.
Yeah. I'm from D.C. and moved out to Idaho.
You sing R&B?
Okay, and scene.
There
anyway,
you go. That's all you need to know.
You sing.
That's it.
So we know Chad from the old Wiseacres days.
We know, but the people don't know. You got to be forthcoming.
From the old Wiseacres days.
You and Andy started doing stand-up together.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's been doing it a while. It's paying yes. incredible dividends. Luckily, I'm not part of that lost generation of comedians. That
Yeah, you kind of are.
Yeah, that's right, I am. Yeah. That's right. Son yeah. of a gun.
When I moved here, it was like you and Andy. Was you and Andy and
Rob Mayer?
I'm from Texas. You, Andy, Mike Rob. Payne. Payne was still here.
No, he wasn't. When you moved, we were already in New York.
How was I meeting Payne? Was he just bouncing back and forth?
No, he wasn't. But when you came
you
to New York.
You definitely were.
You moved to New York not that long later.
I knew Payne before I moved to New York, though.
No.
I didn't know him before I moved to New
York. We were in New York when you moved to D.C.
I remember. Yeah.
Payne
but I
never
met you
came
because you were bouncing back and forth all the time.
He never came to D.C.
He never came back?
No.
See, I have a memory of knowing.
He never
so
came
me and
Payne.
You met here. I think we met. And it was 3 years ago.
Yeah,
well,
you
Liz
were
actually
here.
Met
you
the
were in
first,
New York.
The first then, week I was living in New York.
Yeah. Yeah.
I met Liz.
Came besties.
At the comic street, pizza across the street from the strip, somewhere around the comic strip.
You know, one of the first times I met you was we were doing that movie show. I think it was Rob on there. And that was when White Chicks came out. And we both had the same analysis.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I remember that.
The analysis of what the Wayne
Four
Brothers
stars.
Movie.
Yeah. We both were like, that actually got handed to some movie executive. And he went, let's make this.
Yes,
and we don't believe it.
We can make this. This will be a good movie. We can make. They've done that with the Wayans a couple times now. They took a Bugs Bunny cartoon and they turned it into a movie. The baby.
Yeah.
That's Babyface Finster.
What the fuck was that called? What was that
Little
movie
Man.
Called?
Little Man.
That's Babyface Finster.
Right.
Yeah.
Finster baby. That's Finster. I'm like, they really, y'all.
Hey, them dudes with
you. Do you think they've ever said no to any movie? That's what I always wonder.
I think they make the movies. That's
they
the problem.
May not have.
They write those movies.
Actually,
that's why, like, they're so, like, that's where they get all of the energy for the projects, I guess, because...
And
if
Kenan,
I got
and Kenan just that, gives him some money, like, go ahead, man, I guess.
I think they got their own shit going. You think Kenan gives them the money?
Well, they're all together. It's maybe.
You think they have one credit card?
It's the Wayans.
All right, Kenan, I've got it. Black Elmer Fudd.
Yeah.
Let's do
Kenan
it.
Kenan is the mastermind of the
I'm
whole
a
shit.
Vegan. Who cares?
I guess.
Do you think that's what vegans say every day?
I think.
They
I hope
announce
so.
That they're a vegan, and
they
then they say how they feel about things.
You're damn near.
I'm a vegan. I think this tire's flat.
You're damn near there. You would know.
I'm not a vegan.
Not through choice, though.
If I was a vegan, I would eat broccoli and that's it.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not a
vegan. You're damn near, but not through
choice.
Not through choice of
yours. I'm not damn near. Vegans can't eat.
Vegans are crazy, though.
Not all of them, but you have to understand.
Andy's wife is not. I'm
allergic to yeast.
Exactly.
So I can't actually have anything that is what vegans eat. They eat a lot of bread and shit, and I can't have any of that. Like, I mean,
so what do you eat?
What do I eat? I eat meat, vegetables, fruit.
That's actually a good thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Candy.
I wish I was candy. Allergic to a lot of the shit I eat.
Candy.
I mean, I'll be honest. I ate sandwiches, like I ate bread and sandwiches like 3-4 meals a day.
And you're like, something's wrong.
And I had a lot of problems. And now I can't. And I mean, now it's not that hard for me to maintain my weight, which I was always trying to lose like 10, 15 pounds. So that's something that I could never give up. And I had to. So it's not even a choice. So that's kind of, it is sometimes helpful. Just like people are addicted to smoking and they're like, I wish I didn't have this problem. Mm-hmm. But when there's something where it's just like, oh, every time I smoke, I go blind. I think you would find a way to fix that.
Probably fix that.
I decided
to go with diabetes and hyperthyroid.
Yeah.
That's my diet plan right there.
That's good. That's
working out for me.
That's hold you ever then? That kind of forced you to get on a straight and narrow. What's it like living in Idaho now for you?
That's beautiful.
Because Chad moved away to Idaho.
Well, especially from out here, comparatively, I mean, traffic and weather are awesome. Here's how like light the traffic is. Like now when I get stuck in a traffic jam and it reminds me here, that's what it is. I'm like, I feel like I'm back home.
Yeah.
Like, that's
nice.
Little.
Virginia.
The good old days.
That is funny when you listen to the radio and they're like, we got a traffic on da-da-da-da, and you're in like a new town, and you're like, where? No, seriously.
I'm on that thing. This is not traffic.
Oh, you mean these four cars? Oh, yeah, it's ruining my day.
I saw Carmen put an Instagram picture up of some traffic in some little small town. I was like, and trust me, the third guy in one of those cars was losing his mind. Like, I can't believe I have to sit here till this light changes and then I can go.
I found out I live 10 minutes from the Holland Tunnel. Do you know how long it takes me to get to the Han Tunnel? It takes me over an hour to get to the Han Tunnel. I drove to Kentucky in the winter. I left at 3 a.m. and had snowed. It took me 10 minutes. I was like, I live 10 minutes from the Han Tunnel?
Holy shit!
I had no idea.
Yeah, if you would have waited 3 hours, it would have taken you 5 hours to get to the Han Tunnel.
Oh, yeah.
Driving from Astoria over to the going into Jersey, going through Manhattan, picking up the tunnels and going through Jersey. I did that one time at 11 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah.
3 weeks later.
Driving down to Virginia, to Virginia Beach. I did that dumb shit. I was like,
and then people think
I'll leave at
crazy.
11. That's a good time to leave.
Yeah, I was like, nobody will be around. It's 11. But, I should have left at 3 in the morning.
Well, that's the funny thing. People look at you crazy when you do like a 10 o'clock show and you're like, I'll just drive back. And they're like, really? I'm like, yeah, because this is the best time where I'll actually get home. Parking might be a little hard, but it's like what it's
Park
worth
is fantastic
it.
Fantastic late at night in the city.
No, I live in a suburban part of Brooklyn, and it's all they don't move their cars ever.
No, they don't move.
Yeah, but I'll trade missing the traffic for having laps around to find a parking spot. I'll trade that any day.
Oh, I hate I mean, that's half the reason. I mean, if somebody will book me for a gig and it'll be a place, I'll be like, how's the parking? And they'll be like, oh, it's tough. You might have to come early. I'll be like, I don't know if I want to do this gig.
At all.
Yeah, I don't even want to. I just signed parking up for an acting class in Bethesda, Maryland, and one of the selling points was free parking.
Yeah.
That's a selling point.
Yeah,
because
man.
Parking in Bethesda is ridiculous.
Well, then you can
It can be.
I know, I mean, everybody I think knows someone like this, but Herbie is a guy I know like this. Like
Herbie Gill.
Anywhere in any city, he's like, oh, I know a street. Like, he just has a street. Like, three blocks away, there's a street that no one knows about, no one's ever heard of.
Yeah.
So, I find parking. Like, that's Herbie's like, he's,
Herbie's
he's
got
proud
two
of
things.
That shit.
He's got the parking and weird gas stations.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I know
I
where you
know
get why. Gas.
I know where you get gas for like 5 cents less.
He should come out with his own app.
What?
I mean, really. Herbie's life hacks. Yeah.
Life hacks.
What?
Hashtag you'll be blessed.
I would love if it was stuff like I know where to park, I know where to get gas, and did you know if you put a wood spoon over your pasta, it doesn't boil over? Like, right. Like just like you're
just
like, well,
random shit.
Yeah. This will work.
I kind of helped out.
I'm glad I know that now.
Yeah. Making knowing's half the battle.
I like parking in D.C. at night. Unless you're like in anywhere
I got a
around,
ticket the other night.
Anywhere you're around 14th and U. Where were you parked at?
14th and U, yeah. It's
Thursday,
worse.
On the White House lawn.
Yeah.
On Thursday, I was hanging out with Sean Gabbert after an open mic. And we were like, let's get some food. So we went to, you know, that burger spot, that black and orange place?
Down at 14th?
No.
It's over by
like the Improv. So it's across from Big Hunt, roughly. So we go there, park. It's after 10.
Got something about that, by the way, but go ahead.
The rule in D.C. is after 10, there's no, you don't have to pay for parking.
Right.
Come out to the car, look at my car as a ticket. It's a street cleaning Thursday night, 10 to 5 a.m.
Whoa.
And you got to read the seven signs, all of them.
Yeah.
All
well, that
seven.
Sign was like half a block up. Like, I'm not going to go. Who walks the block to read all the signs?
You do when
somebody
you live in New York.
Somebody who's not getting tickets.
You do. Yeah. I now know I'm blessed when I walk to my car and it's there. I really do. Because it's not been there many times.
Yeah, my ticket had like a little tow-away box checked.
Damn.
Like, they were going to come back and
they were going.
Oh.
You know what?
$45. That wasn't bad.
You can't even complain. Yeah. That's nice.
I should.
That was thoughtful
complain.
Of them.
That's another thing they can put on Herbie's app. Is you touch it in your street and it lets you know. It's like, hey, street sweeping.
But that's the funny thing. So I've been parking in D.C. and I downloaded that mobile parking
park
thing.
Park mobile, yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah,
what does it do?
It's so cool.
It helps you pay
for your parking.
So it pays for it. So you just hook it up to PayPal or a credit card. It pays for it. It has a countdown of till either you need more money or when it deactivates.
And will it let you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you
they
can't,
send you a message.
And you can't overpay. You know how you used to put quarters and you put it in until like 11 and then you realize it's done at 10? You can't overpay. It just deactivates at 10.
That's tight.
But I think
I don't go to D.C. enough.
You get a message that says you're 15 minutes away from running out of time. Do you want to add more money?
More time.
It's amazing.
So it's for anywhere, though? Or is it just
I mean,
DC?
They have signs.
Arlington DC. Has it now, too.
Yeah.
Some places in Arlington have it now, too.
I mean, I'll be honest, it's kind of wonderful, because that's the thing that really does stop me from doing some stuff. Parking, thinking my car. I mean, the anxiety I feel from knowing if my car is there or not.
That's spoken like a woman whose car has been towed.
Oh, several times. Yeah. I think I might have even told you, I almost had to get a day job, because I didn't have the right, like I literally was like a month away and I was like, ah, if I don't get some gigs, I'm going to have to get a day job. And then I was like, eh, it's all right. Don't think about it. And then I went to go move my car for street cleaning. It's gone. When I pick it up, I had two tickets. It was my rent money. I had it literally, I had no money. And I was like, oh, I need a job now. I need a job. I need a job yesterday. I was like, it was literally the end of the month. That was my rent money.
While you were giving her the money, she was like, you need to get a job.
Yeah, seriously. Seriously. And then I say, this is why I love Tony Deo. I don't know if I told you about him, but this is why I'm in love with Tony Deo, because he had recommended me for the Nobodies of Comedy, and I'm who knows when, but I literally cried for an hour because I'm like, I'm a moron. This is all my fault. And then I was like, all right, you're done crying. Go see if you can get some gigs, or like if you could get a temp job, just go figure something out. And I went and opened my email. I got 9 theater gigs. Literally an hour after my car.
Hashtag blessed.
I mean, hashtag I'm a moron. Yeah. And thank God. Like, I literally was like.
Capital B.
But it really is. Like, every time my car is there, I'm like, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right.
Tony Deo sent you an email. Stop crying here.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he doesn't even know. Every time he's like, how you doing? I'm just like, you look great, Tony. Your baby's beautiful. I think you look beautiful.
You're wonderful right now. That shirt matches your pants and shoes matches. Wonderfully.
Matches.
He gets you saved me. I'm like, did you just help. Murder? He's like, that wasn't a good set. I was like, it's murdered in my heart.
In my soul was laughing. My soul was dying. He's a nice dude too.
Yeah, he's great. He really is. He's just a sweetheart, and he's funny.
Yeah, nice. Well, that's a big plus for all of us.
That's when you have to be like, hey, I'm really glad you helped me. I gotta go.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. High yeah. five. All right.
Yeah. If they're not funny, you know.
You're a good dude, and someday in the job you're supposed to do, it's gonna be great for you.
Yeah, hey, you. Yeah.
This is when you know you're not funny. When somebody comes up to you after your set and they go, "You ever thought about booking? I need somebody to call out for me. Can you do that? I just did a set.
You know, I could use a manager.
You know what? I need somebody to work on my image.
A lot of managers start off as performers.
I mean, it seems like anybody that's not a comic in this business started out as a comic.
They start out comic and then they go, you know what? I'm better at this other shit.
Hey, I can't get a
manager. I don't think it's better at this other shit. I think it's like, I got to supplement my life somehow. And
true.
Then,
they don't want to wait.
Yeah.
And I want to stay in the business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't want to wait. This is weird. All the people I don't like, I could torture them in a different way.
That's true.
Yeah, besides bad jokes on a Tuesday night.
Oh, my God.
It's like I couldn't survive on 100% of my comedy money. So let me try to survive on 10% of everyone else's comedy. Because they're making money and I'm not.
Some people do
it. That's how you do it, man.
Yeah. Some people
Barry
do
Katz.
It.
Barry Katz.
Some people, yeah.
He's got a good podcast, too, by the way.
Is it good?
Industry standard.
I don't like his voice. To be honest, dude, I don't like his voice at all.
All right, Randolph just got blacklisted.
Yeah, I was going to say. Jesus Christ.
The views that were just expressed were the views of Randolph Terrence and Randolph Terrence alone, not the views of anybody else on the Three Guys on Podcast. Y'all see how I love y'all? I put the whole shit on me.
We love your voice, Barry. You're listening.
I'm available.
I don't like his voice. I don't like it.
But it helps. Like it helps you understand like the industry and some of the people that work it. It's called industry standard. If you haven't heard it,
we just had some industry go around.
If you don't know, now you
know.
Yeah,
we just had some industry go around last week. That Liz and I discussed.
We had a lovely lunch. That's how he reeled me in.
Is this redacted?
Oh, was it?
Yeah, redacted.
Is this going to be redacted? Was this? I think you guys don't want to talk about it on the podcast, do you?
Redacted. I would assume not. Yeah, this is good for the
really
listeners.
I don't really care, but I don't want to bring Liz into it.
All right, well, let's do it.
No,
look at this.
I don't want to bring Liz into it.
Look at this.
Daughter is here.
Daughter is being raised.
We should probably get her a mic, right?
She's got to get
What'd you say?
Just to get her. She came to get her dogs.
No,
well,
get your dogs. She's like, no.
Talk from there.
My toys.
Go get them.
Oh, you're getting your toys. Okay, under the pillows.
I feel like we should all have a pony that we sit with.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of ponies.
So when she comes in.
She does. She has a lot of ponies. A lot of ponies. Dolls with button eyes, and it's creeping me out.
They are creepy. They're creepy.
And I like,
you know what?
Because, you know, did you see the movie Coraline? Did you see the movie?
The dolls with the ugly eyes. She doesn't like it.
Oh, yeah, because it's creepy. It's a Tim Burton vehicle.
It is.
I liked it. I loved it. I thought it was great. Even Paranorman. I like the dark stuff.
I can't do any of that stuff.
Dark, it's weird.
Ever since Child's Play, I've been turned off to any type of toy movie.
Have you seen the commercials for the movie Annabelle?
No,
what is that?
It's you have to, let me see if I can find the trailer.
Annabelle?
Yeah.
It's like a horror movie?
You need this?
I feel like any, holding furniture any movie that's a girl's first name is the name of the movie is a horror movie, right? Is that the way it goes? Carrie?
I mean, if this doesn't go well, can I play with her?
You going to play with ponies?
What do you need? What do you?
Yeah, man. That's what I...
Oh, you need the stool. Okay. I'm going to hand it to you. Stay there. Here.
Oh, look how strong he is. Isn't Tim strong?
Been working out.
Oh, you're very strong.
I did 3 push-ups this morning.
Okay, so you think that's scary. Look at that.
Yep.
What,
I definitely think that's scary.
Yeah, I saw the
commercial. I don't like that.
See the trailer for it? Yeah, but it's stupid. You have to... Oh, God.
Do you want to play the trailer?
It's so stupid. Plug me in.
What is... Okay, what is this for again?
It's a movie called Annabelle. I don't know what it's about.
Annabelle?
I believe you don't know what
it's
about.
It's a follow-up movie to something.
It's like Chucky? Is she like Chucky?
Poltergeist?
Yeah. Well, here's...
Of some sorts. That or voodoo.
Is it going to play? It's not playing.
Is it not?
No. All right, here we go. Loaded? Now it's playing.
Okay. The following preview has been approved.
Hey, welcome to
Music. The word I used to describe. With a baby.
She's okay, close baby. Your eyes.
I was waiting on this until the baby, but...
What's going on? What just happened?
Yes. So
is it starting over?
What the fuck just happened?
What just happened?
Is this?
You hit another movie.
Is your tablet possessed? Is this the horror movie? Are we living
it
in
may it? Be.
Is this what how you kill us? I got an idea for a scary movie.
It's like Twilight. The laptop. The
Twilight Zone.
Load.
Okay, close your eyes.
The tablet's very sensitive.
The tablet.
I was waiting on this until the baby, but...
First of all... This guy brings this creepy-ass doll home.
John.
To his
wife.
That's the one, right?
You know how long I've been looking?
Why would you bring that into your house?
Wait a second. Okay. First of all, okay, we got to explain what's going on. You got to explain what's going on.
The guy bring his wife is pregnant. He brings his creepy-ass
his
doll.
His pregnant
home.
Wife. Now, when you see the doll, it's not like the doll is like cute or cuddly. Or
not at all.
She pulls it out the box like, oh, my God, I can't believe you bought me
this fucking,
creepy this fucking doll.
It's dirty.
It's dirty.
It's
that's
beautiful.
The number one sign of...
I'm sorry. I would never marry anybody that collects dolls.
Dog, that's the number one sign of a doll that used to be secretly alive is if it's dirty. Like, that doll is possessed.
Especially his feet.
Okay,
like,
so now,
feet.
Dirty now
feet
she's doll. In bed.
Because you never see a doll in the shower.
She's in bed. No. Lights are on and there's shadows moving around. Somebody's getting killed.
Now, what?
And lights out.
Okay.
She wakes up.
Is it the baby?
No.
I heard something.
I heard a scream. I think something's wrong.
Stay here. Let's check it out.
Is it that stupid doll of yours?
Check it out.
You about to die, dude.
I'll be right back.
He tries to have sex before he leaves.
Let's just fuck around right quick.
I woke up.
Yeah, we had the baby. Let me touch it.
You're so hot when you're scared.
Almighty Kong is awakened.
Oh, what?
What did she say?
My dolls.
My husband's coming back.
Oh, God. What is that?
Well, it's crazy people.
Oh, God.
Her house is full of crazy people. Stabbing things.
Oh, God. What?
Psychos.
Wait, what?
They always do that sound now. Yeah. Boom.
This is before The Conjuring, whatever movie that was. And there's a doll.
There was Annabelle.
Wait, what?
So she drips blood on the doll, and now the doll is possessed? Is that what it's supposed to be?
I think the doll was possessed before.
Yeah.
I think the doll has had blood
on
it before.
The doll is possessed.
It's just a shitty.
I kind of want to see that.
Two.
Now you want to see it?
They sucked me in on that. I don't. What happened to Annabelle?
Dude, he went ugly ass doll over kitten or puppy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why would you do that?
Oh, my pregnant wife is. Let me get her the most
ugly
jinxy ass doll I could find.
I can find.
Even if like you don't believe in that shit, you still don't play around with.
He's like, look what I got. He opened up the box. It's roadkill.
Yeah.
Look what I got, honey. Baby's room.
I told all that story.
Ever seen Pet Cemetery?
A
flattened squirrel.
That comic friend of mine, Clinton Jackson, who was working with Willie Tyler and Lester, and he walked in a room and Lester was sitting on the couch.
And Willie
was
dummy.
On the dummy. Lester's the dummy.
Yeah.
And he walks in and Lester's sitting in the green room. He goes, "Hey man, what's happening?" "Oh shit, I just spoke to a dummy." That's first thing.
Before Lester,
second,
there was Annabelle.
He's sitting down and he's flipping through his notes and he's like, this fucking dummy man is like right here, eyes open. He's like, I couldn't do it. I got him and left. He's like, I couldn't do that stuff.
I'm more paranoid than I should be, but that stuff really like it upsets me on a level that I'm just like, I can't.
Oh, no, you got to get the small paper bag. Yeah. Like, oh, you put the small paper bag right on the head.
Anything that's not like a stuffed animal, like what it is people looking like, I can't.
Well, even Cabbage Patch dolls were freaky.
Yeah, I agree.
They were just ugly.
I agree.
Well,
so this is what I'm going to do.
You know what the thing is in the '80s is the things that blink. Like you know, you put the head down and it and that was like I was like, I can't.
Here's my inspiration.
I had exclusively cat stuffed animals, and I think I turned out great.
Well, you're fine. You're good.
It worked well for you, cat lady.
I have one. She just has the one.
Right. Go to Liz's website, LizMealy.com.
Oh yeah, you have the one that has its own MySpace page.
Yo, Carmen made that.
Oh really?
Yeah. My roommate made it.
Took it over from.
I mean, I haven't
told us.
I haven't done shit with it.
For pasta?
Yeah.
You have a Facebook page for pasta?
She started it, bro. If I get that grumpy cat money, nobody be laughing.
So my aunt.
You can buy like 50 more cats with them.
I know, right?
Yeah. My aunt has
buy cats. They give them for free.
House full of those. You've seen the dolls from Tales from the Hood?
Oh, yeah.
She has your little black dolls.
That's scary, man.
Houseful. Yes.
A houseful?
Well, they're like collector's items.
Are
she using them as collector's items?
She has a fucking whole wall full of them shits.
Yeah. She's got army.
All over the place.
Yeah. That don't make them not creepy.
Hey, Tim.
One is creepy. A whole houseful?
She lives in Austin.
Okay.
She's like, when you're in Austin, you can stay here. I'm like, no, I can't. I'm not going to be able to go to sleep with that shit right there looking down at me like, for real, player?
I'll tell you what.
You don't know about me?
Before
you about to
the
find
country.
Out.
I would love it.
I mean, I'm a slave. I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah, little slave dolls.
I mean, what the fuck? Are. I'm a slave cotton on. Like,
they're like
I'm going to kill you. No, dog. I stay in a hotel.
We find out, Tim, like, all right, I'll stay over one night. And then what you do is you line them up so when Tim opens the door, there's just 50 of them.
Do you know I would fucking kill myself?
What happens is Tim stays over there, and then we go over there, open up the door, and there's a little Tim doll up in the
corner. Yep, in the corner. Like,
you got a little mic.
Why?
Why'd y'all
help me?
When me and my roommates did our web series, we did a thing where we had, what do you call them? Clown masks. We bought like two cheap clown masks from like Walgreens or whatever. So we used it for the sketch and then we didn't know what to do with it. And we put it in the closet.
Throw them away.
And then, literally 10 minutes later, I was like, can we have a family meeting? They're like, yeah. I was like, if these are used inappropriately, like if anybody walks into my room with these, I will murder everyone.
Yeah.
I was like, it's not okay.
It's not going to be funny.
I was like, I'm not.
Not going to laugh.
I will never forgive. Like it was a discussion we all had to have.
I was like,
we bought these. They were $5. They will ruin our lives.
Yeah, get them the fuck away from me.
About the movie The Exorcist. I've never seen The Exorcist. I don't care to see The Exorcist.
You don't need to.
I don't want to see The Exorcist.
You don't need to.
Don't try and fool me into watching The Exorcist.
Right.
Because I'll kill everybody in the goddamn house.
Dog.
I heard it's like one of the scariest movies ever made. I've never seen it.
You know what? That's all I needed to know to be scared of The Exorcist.
Yeah.
I don't do scary shit.
Neither do I, man.
But my sister... people think comedians are. My sister is out of her fucking mind, and she like every scary movie. Have you seen? If she saw that trailer, she'd be like, "I'm going to see that. I'm getting that on bootleg tomorrow."
Be scared out of my.
She loves, and she saved. That's the other part.
Oh, well, that's why
she is into the church.
That's why.
That's so
big
weird.
Time.
Why?
That's
why. She has nothing to fear.
She's
then.
Just grown. That's why. Texas.
Yeah. I'm from,
yeah.
Oh, Texas. Yeah, I guess because I'm like
to fear
gonna
and,
die.
Because people always try to like something scary. They try to like sneak the shit on you.
Hey,
so
watch
you were
this.
Right having that discussion about the mask.
Oh, I don't like
that
stuff.
They have to understand that
because people don't.
Because
people will do that and they'll be like,
serious.
"Funny, right? I'm about to fuck you up."
Yeah,
it was scary. I'm about to fucking kill you right now because I am scared for real. I don't do dark rooms. I don't do like I need shit on. At night, I need this on, but that's mostly me and voices.
Yeah.
So I need to have something else going on to
like
fall
a light
asleep.
Bright. Or something.
Did you say a light bright?
A light bright.
You need to download that.
A speaking spell.
Do
you need a speaking spell to keep
it needs
you
to be
company?
On.
Maybe.
And I can't say any bad words.
Yeah. Because
I can't go to sleep if it's completely dark and I'm laying in bed. I can't go to sleep.
You download that.
If it's completely quiet. I can't do it.
Oh, I have a fan. I need some white noise.
This is how long I've been married. This is how long I've been married. Maybe I should do that. If my wife's not in bed with me,
you can't go to sleep.
Going to sleep.
Maybe that's the problem I have.
Room. Something about hotel rooms for comics. I go right to sleep.
But I gotta have the TV on.
Oh, fuck with me.
You gotta have the TV on.
You would
have
hated us, man. Me, Klein, and Payne. We went and saw Blair Witch Project. But it was when it first came out. We went and saw it at a small theater.
No, dog.
That's stupid. Can't do it.
But it was tough to enjoy. We had the classic black couple experience. Like, this is
oh,
stupid.
Oh, shit. City white folks stupid.
No.
I would never go on down that hallway.
Exactly.
Or forest trail or whatever it was.
There's a lot of, like,
camps?
You know, there's like a big build up when it's like, 'cause that movie has a lot of scenes that don't have dialogue.
It's white fear.
It's just big build up, big
exactly
build up.
White
big
people
build
fear,
up.
Like suspense.
And then the dude right behind me like, oh, shit, it's the boogeyman. It just takes away the build. I think it was.
Did you laugh a little?
No. I think it's
anger.
It's a,
not
it's
when
a
you
tough
pay like
thing.
$12 for
yes
a movie.
I'll be mad too.
I mean,
I've
I'm
been
surprised
there
more people don't get shot in a movie theater.
I think it's a tough
it's guy. It's like $15 in New York City. I will kill somebody. That is food that you just ruined with your face.
So they killed a suspense.
I think people are trying to be tough. And they don't want to feel the fear, so they try to cut it with something else.
Dog.
So I think he was having a rough time, so he had to temper it.
Yes,
but I'm into the movie, but he's just like, oh,
dog,
here she comes.
I was watching and here's where I made the mistake. I went to see what's the movie with the girl in the house, and then the claymation shit, The Ring.
The ring?
Not the ring. Oh. Not the ring.
About the girl Paranormal? Who came out of the TV.
Not the ring, the other one.
Yeah.
Okay.
They use the same animation with Sarah Michelle Gellar.
That's the ring.
Is that the ring?
The first ring.
I think it's the ring.
I don't think that's the ring.
I don't even watch trailers. I can't even watch trailers.
No, that's not the ring. Because there's one in a house.
It's the video. You watch the video and you see the girl.
It's not that one. It's the one after that. They use the same
the
animation.
The Ring 2, Electric Boogaloo.
It's not the ring.
There you go.
That one. It's the other one with the girl. She's in a house. If anybody that goes into that house.
Ring 2, Spring Break.
The ghosts come back. Okay. What the fuck is
paranormal
that one
Paranormal Activity?
No, it's not Paranormal Activity.
I mean,
anyways,
we all have Google.
Right. I don't know why we're not Googling.
I mean, everybody has an iPad in
front
of us.
Yeah, we all have a phone in front of us.
What's the thing with the girl?
The fuck? What is this?
Was it Gone with the Wind?
Say that to Siri.
Run DMC is playing in the background.
Fried Green Tomatoes.
Just say that. Say that to Siri.
Oh, that's
What's
Die
the
Hard
thing with the girl and the thing, Siri?
You know, not the ring, but the other one, Siri.
The thing.
And
you
then
know.
Siri said, "What you talking
about?" She's like
about,
the nearest cupcake places.
Yeah.
So anyway, the whole movie, I'm like jumping, literally. Oh shit! And I brought a girl with me, and she's looking at me like, "Are you? What's wrong? Are you okay?" I'm like, "Something's wrong with this seat. I think I sat on some
seat
popcorn.
Is sticking me.
Someone's
poking
me.
Sticky.
Is this 4D? What's is this a 3D movie?" Before it came out,
no. You know the only reason
Let
I bought
find
it
that
up
movie first. Let me find
was
that
me
movie.
And where's I used to live in a place we called the Black Hole, and we were having a
lot of dim lights and hazy smoke in the air.
So we went and saw it a second time with friends at the Merrifield Theater when it was still. I guess they built around it. I don't know what happened.
It's gone.
To it. It's gone. Okay, yeah.
It's a Panera now.
So when we went to the house, when I had to go get my car way out there, I ended up grabbing a couple sticks from a branch and taking my air freshener, and I made one of the stick figures.
Oh, aren't you the fun one?
Oh, it gets so much better because we ended up back in the house, and I sneak Elizabeth, before married to Andy here, I sneaked her keys out of her purse and hung it on her rear view mirror. And then when they left, I told the guys get upstairs, and we're lifting the windows and we're watching them, and
they freaked the fuck out.
Oh, it was beautiful. It was beautiful.
I would never talk to you.
Oh, it didn't end there.
It didn't
would
okay
never talk
it was
to you
Elizabeth
again.
My wife Elizabeth, her friend Jessica, and another guy, our friend Marty
the Saboteur.
Marty was he was getting a ride back to his car from them, so we'd all seen the movie, and then, you know, a couple hours later, they get in their car, and here's this Blair Witch stick figure hanging from the rearview mirror, and no one knows how the fuck it got there. So Marty was freaking out. He was, like, in a fetal position. the backseat of the car. They're like, and they thought he did it. They're like,
they're yelling
Marty,
at him.
You jokester. Why'd you do that? And he's like, I didn't fucking do that.
Marty peed himself a little bit.
Dog. And that is the worst. Because that's how that shit happens.
Right.
That's how you get killed.
No.
Because that's when they go, you did this, right? And he's like, I didn't do it. And then they slowly turn around.
Right.
No.
It was called a grudge, by the
and
way.
Then,
grudge.
Well, they took it off and threw it out. And when they went to leave, I started throwing black clothes at Andy and Payne. I'm like, get in the car. We're going to beat him to their house. Because where you park, and unfortunately, I forgot, if you lived in
Chad,
the development.
No, I hate you, Chad.
I would never talk to you again. Never.
Which is great. Because we got to, because Marty was parked at Elizabeth's house.
Oh, no.
So they took him back to her place to get his car. But to get to the parking area, you have to walk through a wooded area.
Oh, God.
Oh,
and
God.
So we hung the stick figure back on Marty's Jeep before we
Marty
went in the woods.
Marty had a Jeep, so you could just reach in. So we and then, no,
oh
we didn't
my
just
God.
Do that.
So
Marty's white, by the way.
Marty's
yeah.
white.
Yeah, yeah.
White is a ghost.
He has a Jeep.
So we...
he has a Jeep that you can just reach
He was
into.
That night.
Yeah,
niggas don't do reach into shit.
So we got there before they did. Like, we took a shortcut. We got there before they did. We put the stick figure on his rearview mirror. And then we went back to the woods. When we saw him coming, we started like snapping twigs and banging on trees.
Making noises.
Andy.
My God.
Andy.
And then he gets in his car... And there's a stick figure.
Andy, yo.
Dude, he took it off and
I
threw
had
it
no
down.
Idea. Yo. And that's the other part of the movie.
Oh, no.
This
no.
is when the other two women die. The dude is left, and he's like, man, fuck this.
No.
Give me this shit. Throws it on the ground. And then he turns around slowly.
Well, here's how the trilogy ends. Because we piled, since we didn't see Elizabeth, because you can go around and park on the other side if you lived in the development.
Right.
So we piled the stones in front of the door. So when they got up, that was the sign you're going to die
yeah,
next.
Yeah, stones, yeah.
So we jump,
no,
like, we go back.
No, bro.
And
no.
I told the guys, I go, you drive home. I'm going to drive all the way to Marty's to put it on his Jeep for a third time, in a car for a third time. I get there. The sun's coming up. His old neighbors are out there doing yard work. I'm like, morning. Yoink. Get back in my car. I drive home. I'm laughing the whole way home. So apparently Marty parked behind his roommate. His roommate comes down. He's like, hey, man, you need to move your car. He gets up. He's all groggy. Goes out. And he said he wasn't freaked out until this time when he saw it for a third time hanging from his Jeep.
Dog.
And then he killed himself. Marty's dead now.
Marty died.
Marty's dead.
That's why we've never met
him. Yeah.
Marty died by his own hand.
But he died doing what he loved, being scared.
Yeah.
He died of fear.
Oh, my God. Everything about the, I mean, I literally had just had a panic attack.
Yeah,
asshole.
Dog, it would have taken me the first time. Because I'm so OCD and, like, control. I know when shit is new in my, when stuff is new.
In your car?
I know when stuff is new. Randolph Starter just walked in
just
the room.
And stared at you.
As the tea was coming out of my mouth. As the tea was...
Hold on.
She wants to be involved. Randolph has to go raise a daughter.
Trying
to raise a daughter.
Where are you going? Okay. So, yeah. I don't do the scary movies.
Yeah,
I don't do the dolls. Like, we have to be at my aunt's house because that's where we meet up for Christmas. We have to hang out there in the daytime.
What is she
Well, of course,
see?
The daytime. You can't go there at night with all them dolls.
At nighttime.
What does she see in the doll? Is it just like she enjoys having dolls around?
My
what is that?
My aunt is a black woman from Texas in her late 50s, early 60s.
Right.
So, and they are doll. It's more about the slave aspect than the creepy black doll aspect.
So it's
her.
Like someone else who might have paintings in their house.
Right.
She has dolls.
Like, yeah. So when you see them, it's like, this is what they used to do. And then she has the speech. It's not just dolls.
The speech.
She has slave memorabilia. She has a pillow. That picture. There was a picture on my MySpace page. This is how old, how long ago it was. But it was a Aunt Jemima picture. I can't remember what was on it, but it was a pillow. But she has all kind of shit.
So
baseball shit.
If you have someone going with you.
Slave baseball card.
Slave.
Yes.
Shorter than apple.
If you have someone going with you to the house, do you tell them, like, hey, don't ask about the dolls?
I don't
want to hear a speech again.
Here's the thing, Chad. I haven't had the balls to have anybody
come
go into that house.
Yeah.
Because I don't want them to know that part of my family until I know they love me.
No, yeah, they need to be locked in.
They really be. We got to have a ring, two kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then we'll be like.
Like a
mortgage.
We
can go. Yeah.
Something in there.
This is like, no, bitch, you signed this contract. We in.
Yeah.
No, you gonna deal with these?
Those are collector. Those are collector's items.
Yeah,
if you can get them,
if you can get them.
I mean,
she has them all.
I've never understood the justification of somebody saying they're collectors. You could die tomorrow and you just wasted so much money on crap.
But it's
on.
You give them to your kids and your kid sells them immediately because they creep the kid out.
Yeah,
sells them
immediately. Well, I'm
way
glad
less than
like
their
I hate that you're gone, but guess what? The dolls are fucking sold.
My generation was Beanie Babies. People got locked into this, like, collect all these Beanie Babies, and you're gonna, and you're like, and then you just go on. Even as a kid, I would go to a friend's house. They would have like 500 Beanie Babies. You're like, yo, you're setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah, right. Right. With Star Wars babies, figures. Who knew how expensive?
There's always a very big collector's items for me. It's changed. I went through Beanie Babies. I went through Troll dolls.
I did Trolls.
Care Bears.
Care Bears?
Care Bears? We both were like,
Yeah. We're like, crazy.
We can't tell jokes up in here?
Yeah. Something wrong with you.
We're
so
talking
anyway.
About some serious collecting.
Serious shit. So
you're
anyway.
You're scaring the fuck out of people.
So anyway, Garbage Pail Kids.
Well, I like how the person who owns it finds them to be incredibly valuable.
Yeah.
But everybody else sees them as like, that's what's going to pay for your funeral when you die.
Something wrong with you, dog.
Yeah.
You got something wrong. You got books of these ugly ass kids on cars. What's wrong with you?
Oh, my God.
Pokemon was the same way.
Oh, yeah. Pokemon. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Pokemon. Oh,
there's always
and children's
that.
Feet. Remember by those no.
little shoes,
little shoes,
tiny little shoes, with a foot inside of it.
Oh, God. We all had that phase.
Yeah,
little
on.
Bloody
you
ankles.
You see mine? They're in my bag.
We're all teenage. Yeah.
I got mine hanging from my rearview mirror. It's cool.
Yeah,
yeah.
Got no one has ever stole my car.
That's how I got kicked off of MySpace.
Can you get kicked off of MySpace?
I don't think
they just
so.
Want
not
you.
Anymore.
Yeah, I know.
Now they want people back.
They're
we
like,
don't care what you got.
We
come
will
on
pay
back.
You to go on MySpace.
Oh, you got videos of catapulting kittens? Come on through.
Yeah. You know how desperate MySpace was? Do you remember when Justin Timberlake was doing videos for MySpace?
Did he like, buy MySpace?
Right at the end.
Yeah.
Right at the end.
No, guys. Where are you going?
Hey, what's up? Hey, Justin's here. Justin's here.
Sorry,
I heard they were trying to bring it back.
As many favorite friends as you like.
I think they're always
trying to bring it back. Oriented toward musicians. Like
yeah, now it's going back
space.
To the original thing. Yeah. There are still bands that use it as their way of showing where their music is.
Really?
Right.
Yeah. That's what
I've
heard.
And then they're like, everyone else is just like, hey, at least we're not Google Plus, right? Like, it's better than that. But no. I deleted my MySpace page. Like it was up for probably 3 extra years.
I think mine's still there.
I have 2 MySpace pages.
It's a blast from the past too. Like when it like comes up and I look and I'm like, oh man, my ex is still my favorite. It's weird.
And he has a new picture. Like he's still on here. What the fuck?
Him and his new broad. Him and his, we're commuting on MySpace. Y'all don't know about Black Planet though.
Oh yeah,
no,
yeah, I do.
So, yeah,
I do. I still have it.
No, you still got your Black Planet profile.
I do a joke about Black Planet.
Yeah, Black Planet profile.
I still do a joke about it.
Me and Jamel were talking about Black Planet one day. Black
Why
Planet.
Is Jamel on Black Planet.
Jamel was like, because he goes there to meet Asian girls.
Asian girl.
Black He's like, Planet. I only go to Black Planet to fuck with Asian girls.
Black Planet.
So
Black
was
Planet
it a social networking?
Black Planet, it was basically Friendster for Black people.
When I was in there. Was it around the Friendster time? Because I missed Friendster.
No, it was early 90s.
No,
wow. So
it was late. It was like midnight.
No,
I remember I was working.
No, it was late 90s.
I was working at Southwest Research.
I was in the Army.
That's
I think
I
mid
90s
was still.
You were in the Army. Troy was in the Air
I had
Force.
To be, it had to be 2000.
I was working at Southwest Research. What? In two, like 1999?
Okay, so it was
maybe
around
late 90s.
Okay,
maybe late 90s.
Because that's when Friendster was. Friendster was, was like late 90s, early
2000s. Black Planet.
Wow.
Black I only know Fear of a Black Planet.
Black Planet and Mi Gente.
Fear of a Black Planet.
The mid-90s was, still AOL and shit.
Yeah.
Like they hadn't
AOL
hadn't
was still
other
a thing.
Shit.
Right.
And then it was after that. It was probably like early 2000s
Black
where
Planet.
It was Friendster.
Yeah.
And
everybody black I knew was like, hey,
it's
you
your boyster.
You know about Black Planet?
It's your boyster? Like, is that
what's
thing?
Black,
no.
What's Black Planet? Come on, man. Set you up a profile. So you put your profile and you put some little shitty music behind it.
Yeah.
Carl Thomas song. Doo-doo.
Hello, ladies. How y'all doing up in her?
Her.
Welcome to my page.
scroll on through. Shit, hit a brother up.
That's exactly how Black Planet
That's
was.
That's exactly what Black Planet was.
Check out my.
It was like your living room, your virtual living room.
My kente cloth wallpaper.
Yeah, he's Black creepy. Planet.
It was so wet, so
Why does he have so many pictures of dolls?
Are those little feet?
What the fuck?
Little feet and ankles. Let's talk about Ray Rice.
You don't see
y'all.
White Planet.
Yeah, right.
Why don't you see White Planet?
It's racist. Friendster.
It's racist.
Oh, and it was Black Planet and Mi Gente, too. Mi Gente was the Hispanic or the Latino version.
Was it really kind of on that?
You don't remember Mi Gente?
Never gone to Mi Gente.
Yes.
Well, now there's blackpeoplemeet.com.
Black people that's meet.
Dating site.
Well, now it's just straight dating sites.
It used
to be like, oh, social network. No. Right. Now it's just straight up dating sites.
Yeah, who wants to fuck? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yo, what you trying to do?
So if you
trying to get it in,
that's what it should be called. What
I mean,
you
it's
trying
called.
To do, you're trying to get it in.
Trying to get it in.
What you trying to do? What you trying to do, sir?
You trying to get it in.
.com. What you want to do, sir? Yo space.
Marital status. Trying to raise a daughter.
Trying to raise a daughter.
which can cover a lot of ground.
I'm gonna need you to specify that. What does that mean?
Yeah,
exactly?
Do you live with the daughter?
It's complicated trying to raise a daughter.
Yeah. What's the one where you can cheat?
Shit's
fucked
up.
All of them, but like the main one that's supposed to be like
open marriage.
Be able to cheat.
Open relationship.
No, it's like a woman's. Is it called open relationship?
Oh, is there a website for
No,
this?
Yes. There's a dating site specifically for that. Oh. Like, all of us are married, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're
Tinder?
About. Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me.
Tinder.
Tinder's a, here's
Grindr?
A funny thing. Here's a funny thing. Tinder is a legit dating site now.
Like, yeah, which is weird.
Because women are on it.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's weird. I mean, I literally went on it with my friend. My friend literally was like, I've never met any dudes on here, but it just makes me feel good about myself. Fuck that guy. Nope, he's stupid.
Yeah.
No. Like, it really is. Like, it is one of those things where it's like, I don't know how people use this as a dating site, but it does make me feel great
it's
about
like
myself.
It's like a self-esteem boost.
Yo, basically. It really is.
It can be. And it's you can get some practice, too, just talking to stupid-ass girls.
Talking to girls.
Practice talking to girls.
You need to practice the shit.
You need to practice. You got to get reps in.
That's what, I mean, as a lady, I don't understand why you need practice.
You gotta get reps.
Okay, have you been hit on by a dude that said the stupidest shit ever?
Yeah, I just thought he was dumb.
Well,
he just doesn't know
how to talk to girls.
But that's the thing is, if you just talk to me like a person, then
Liz,
it's not
that's
a problem.
Liz,
you
that's
gotta practice talking to girls like a person.
That's called practice.
Understand what we're saying. Like, not like women are. Like, for guys, sometimes
you have to learn
they
how to
have
do
to
it.
Get past all of this sexual energy. We have to come up to you and be like, yo, so what's the deal? Instead of saying, so are we going to have sex or what? Like, instead of saying that shit,
can I put it in you?
Yeah.
Or like,
that's what's
like,
on.
Damn, look at them titties.
Yeah, you have to learn how to do it.
You got to practice.
It's a learned skill.
It's not something that comes natural for a lot of guys.
Yeah.
Talking to people like people. Talking to women like they're people is not a normal thing.
Put it to you this way.
It sounds pretty upsetting.
Because
it sounds crazy.
It should be upsetting.
It should be upsetting.
No, it shouldn't. And I'll tell you why.
It is upsetting.
It shouldn't be upsetting. You know why? Because we're trying to be good at conversing with you.
But the fact that you have to try to, upsetting.
You have to learn how to do anything.
I get that.
You have to. You have to.
I mean, but there's stuff that's supposed to just be innate.
No, it
Here's
doesn't
what's
matter
innate.
Whether it's supposed to
what's
or not.
What's innate
it's
is
not.
Fucking girls.
Yeah, there you go. Thank
That's
you,
in our head, and sometimes that gets in the way of the normal conversation.
Yeah, so that's why whatever that guy's that stupid thing that he said, he was thinking of. So what do I say?
Yeah.
He probably thought about what to say to you before
he
came over.
Like, this is a good example. So I had a friend of mine that he was just like, he's like, I'm trying to be more social. What do I do if I'm at a party? And I go, well, it's easy. If you go to a party, you probably know at least one person. It might be the person that put together the party.
Right.
So you meet somebody, girl or guy, you go, oh, how do you know Adrian?
Right.
And then you go, and from there, he'd be like, oh, I met Adrian because I'm a photographer and I did a class with him. Okay, oh, now I know you're a photographer. Now you knew two things about this person.
That's basic conversation, and then you just build from there.
And that's all you have to do.
That's all you have to do.
Because the truth is I just want to fuck people I can have a conversation with.
Right.
I mean,
but
you know what I mean? Prettier people than
but
I
Liz,
have a
but you got to realize, too.
There are some stipulations.
Yeah.
I've had some great conversations with ugly people, and I was like, I can't do
this. And here's the funny. Did you try to talk yourself into it, though?
You don't have to. I have a joke about it. I've dated a lot of ugly dudes. When you connect, I mean, you really do. I mean, that's what dudes dudes don't understand.
I think a lot of girls do.
I mean, dudes don't understand. Don't. That's why I mean, I have jokes about it. That's the weird thing about online dating is I started dating attractive dudes when I started online dating.
Yeah.
Because now it's like, okay, you need to be pretty to get me to stop. And then you need to have a conversation to get me to stay.
Exactly.
Where before is we have a conversation and I'd be like, you know what? I have a big nose. Why am I judging his big nose? You know what I mean? Like, why am I? Why am I? Because all of a sudden you're just like, I don't know. I like his pants. Let's do this. I mean, it really.
You have to learn as a man. You have to learn how to talk.
I'm not going to.
And you should, like I said, you should be grateful that we're trying to put the effort forth to become good at it.
Yeah, you have to because you've hit barriers. It's not. Don't act like you're doing it from the sainthood of wanting to talk to women. You're doing.
Well, yeah, that's of course.
There's a goal in mind.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a goal, but we have to do that in order to. First of all, you got to learn a lot. The big rule is know when to shut the fuck up and let her talk.
Right.
That's the hugest rule that takes years to learn.
Yeah.
So it's a long trial and error. You see how quick she said.
Oh yeah.
See how quick
I'm laughing
said,
at him.
Yeah.
I'm laughing at you.
So how quick she said yeah. It's the truth of it.
Well, it's almost like comedy sometimes where you just see a comic where you're just like oh you're going down god you just need to take a pause and get back out
if you're a good hunter,
and that's why we get a game plan
if you're a good hunter, somebody who knows how to hunt, and I'm not talking about somebody who's hunting to put shit up on the wall, I'm talking about somebody look, I need this fucking meat,
I'm hunting dolls,
I need this fucking meat to eat.
Yeah.
You learn how to hunt.
Yeah.
You learn exactly what
the other
what
thing
to do,
go to the flea
what
market.
You need to do through trial and error, you learn. It's the literally the exact
the same. Other thing too is you get to a certain age where it's like, why am I still worried about this? Like this I should be able to handle this.
Yeah, and then that's part of the learning process.
You stop caring this, but that's when you really start going, bitch, what do you have to offer?
But that's part of the learning.
Yeah, yeah.
That's part of the learning.
Not like
process.
Literally, but
that's a parallel with comedy too. When you stop caring so much, you get more relaxed.
Kind of
you get
more relaxed.
Yeah,
you get funnier.
Now you say that you don't understand that because, quite honestly, you don't have to do it.
That's not
because
true.
We are the and I didn't say that you don't have a whole different set of issues that I know nothing about because I'm a
you got
man.
A lot of issues.
I don't know. Nah,
that's why we brought you here.
I mean, I'm not even.
I don't know what
I know. I got
what women have to do as far as talking to men, but I do know that men pursue women.
Yeah, dude.
So
well,
I know what we have to do.
Well, it's an opposite. You have to understand that your whole goal is to. Get us some better to get us to next step. Ours is after the sex, how do you get them to stay?
Right. See, and that's a whole... And that's
where girls have to learn.
That's your task.
Mine
our
is,
task
how do
is
I not text him for days?
Yeah.
That muscle of not texting, it's like being able to stay underwater for 4 minutes. Same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing.
See, so that
you get
right
panic
there,
calls from girls that are like, dude, I want to text him. Don't. Let's go see a movie.
Right,
let's go see a movie.
That's your task. Our task is to learn how to talk to you.
Yeah.
All right.
Ours
is to learn not to be annoying and think you're going to leave at any moment.
We all have a task that we have to do.
I've had female friends that are like, oh, he's so, I want to text him. I'm like, please.
No, don't.
Yeah. Don't text,
don't text
him. This is what you, and I'll tell her the whole scenario that he's thinking when you text, I'm just going to text him.
No.
And then okay, and then she's like, okay, I hear all of that. And then 5 minutes later, she'll be like, I just texted him this little thing. And then she'll send me a screenshot of what she texted him. I was like, that's the worst thing you could have.
Yeah. Run him off.
The worst thing you could have texted him. Right there.
But the truth is, you get older and you start to learn. Now, like, if I text a dude and he doesn't respond back, I'll be like, whatever.
He's
he can't handle all
shit.
This.
Yeah. He can't handle it. Because at some point.
Get him out early. Get him out early.
That's exactly. At some point, it's like there's a certain, like, you have to kind of. As far as insecurities go, I think women can be insecure in relationships, but men cannot be insecure. Well, successful.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's funny how, and depending on where I am in the relationship, it's a different type of anxiety.
Right.
So like in the beginning, it is, I don't want to get used. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like I do care about this dude, but is he being nice to me because he actually gives a shit, or is he being nice to me because he has a goal in mind?
Something.
So in the beginning, I'm super anxious.
It can be both.
Yeah.
All the time.
Because that wanting to get something, that shit never leaves.
That
the whole reason I'm talking to you is that part of the equation.
But you also have to understand that as a woman, we've been trained that as soon as you give somebody, there's something wrong with you. That vulnerability makes you a bad person. Like you also have this societal fear that you have to fight as well, where you go, you know what? If he doesn't call, I wanted that to happen anyway, and that's what it is. Like, you have this other thing you're fighting on top of whatever the male situation
is. Are your tasks.
Because people try, I mean, people try to make you feel like shit for sleeping with people, even when you're like, I don't know, that was fun, and if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But you're trained that you're like, well, if you weren't going to marry him, I don't know why you didn't, why you slept with him. I don't know. You know what I mean? You have all this other stuff.
This dick. It's kind of a, it's kind of a weird thing for women, I think.
Yeah, because nobody, nobody's telling you guys that you have a certain amount of time that you need to be with somebody, or a certain amount of time that you need to get this job done. You have a certain amount of time before you can have kids.
There's also, we can procreate up to 85, 90.
But also,
it's creepy and nasty, but it can be done.
Yeah.
There's no quote unquote used up for us.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. There's we can procreate up to 85, 90.
Yeah,
that
we don't
actually
have
the cool thing. All these, like, I was watching.
I'm talking about physically. Like, there's no, like, I had sex with three women. Well, I'm dog. I'm used up, man. I got.
Yeah.
I'm chafed. There's none of that shit. There's none of that. Like, I think physically and mentally, women can be.
I never turned it into a joke, but we have an expiration date. Not even just like when we can have babies. We have a you're not attractive anymore expiration date.
22.
The point where, but it's true.
But like, is it? Do you think that's your own? You think mentally, or it's just societal?
I mean, it's societal. But the things about societal stuff is it gets imprinted inside you.
Right.
Just like I've never been inside a church, but my dad was super religious. I have so much Catholic guilt. It was never. I never went and got the Catholic guilt. It was just placed inside. It was placed inside.
Catholic
me.
Guilt landed on you.
Yeah.
Right.
Just like all these stipulations of what it is to be a woman is placed on top of me. Mm-hmm. So you really are fighting how you actually feel, how this other person made you feel, and then how society makes you feel. It's confusing.
Now, when you get, like, let's say 4 days later and you send that text, do you agonize over what's in the text?
Absolutely. So and I'm a writer. You don't even know. You're like, it needs to be cute, sexy, and disenchanted. Go.
Oh, those three things go together. Yeah. Two of them do.
You gotta show that you don't care, but you want to respond.
Yeah. Yo, you need to respond.
Aspect?
Don't worry about it if you don't.
I don't give a shit, but you need to use 2 to 5 emojis.
Yeah.
Go.
Right. Yeah.
It's like an aggressive shrug.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Men have a thing of, we can't call a woman too quick also.
Yeah, and I mean, you coach. It's so funny how
you, as a woman, would know about that. There ain't nothing worse than you than a man who you meet a dude and now he's calling you immediately the next day. You're like, motherfucker, don't you got any friends? Isn't there a basketball game on?
Thirsty.
No, but it depends. I mean, I also think this. There's an aggressive way to come back, or there's the, like, hey, I had fun. You know what I mean? Like, keeping me in the loop, and I'm also super anxious, keeping me in the loop while doing your own thing is way better than you calling me 5 days later and be like, that was fun. You want to come out again? You'd be like, dude, I literally
just. Do you
just,
hear
I'm
how you
move.
Said 5 days later?
5 days later is aggressively mean.
Is that
as aggressively mean? If I don't hear from you for 2 days, I've already had a whole structure of why I think you're a horrible person. It's good that it didn't work out.
Uh-huh. But if he pops up on that third day and he's like,
no, it's the worst. Is when they don't return a text or they don't call you, but they've liked things on Facebook, and you're like, motherfucker.
So they have their phone.
Yeah. Motherfucker, you are liking this status, but you are not liking who I am as a person. I will kill you.
It's very subtle. That's very subtle.
Because like
that happens on both sides, too.
I don't like that shit.
If I text you in the morning and then you like something
in the afternoon?
Yeah. Like, you had to. You just didn't want me. You just didn't want to give me.
You also know people's phone behavior. So, like, I know my boyfriend actually really doesn't always have his phone on him. I'm the type of person that if I don't go back to you right away and I'm not driving or on stage, I'm ignoring you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I do have that kind of free time. But when he's working, he has all the stuff that he's doing, and it's become more understandable, and it took me a while to, like, see his phone technique.
That he's not you.
But
act like me.
Phone technique.
Seriously, but there are people, like, I have certain girlfriends that I never see them not with their phone in their hand. So if they don't get back to me for 2 days, I'm like, are we in a fight, man? Like, what is happening? Yeah. I'm like, I know you saw
And
this.
Women won't tell you. That's the shittiest part.
Like,
they will
I'm
not
good.
Tell you. What? No, I'm good. No. I'm fucking good. I'm good. How the fuck have you been?
And it's all in caps.
You been.
I do have exclusively sassy black women friends.
Are we fighting?
I've been good.
Fighting?
Yeah. The same way, it's funny, the same way guys treat you is the same way, like, guy friends treat you is the same way women treat you, because I have
friends that are comics that do the same thing.
Yeah.
Dog, are we okay? No, we good, man. We good. What the fuck is the deal? I mean, what you been up to? Have you been okay? What's up? What's happening, man?
A lot of no eye contact conversations.
No, man. I felt
looking off over to the left.
I felt some kind of way about some shit you had. You on Facebook, right? Like, yeah, I'm on. Will you stop with this?
Say the shit, motherfucker.
Just say it. Say
well,
the shit.
After you know, you sleep with a guy and you don't want him to, you want him to stay. One of the easiest ways to do that is you buy a freaky ass doll and you put it right in the bedroom.
Yeah. That's a dirty doll.
Freaky
doll.
Dirty doll.
And I'm like, this is Nancy.
So what's Domino's number?
Yeah. She's my friend.
All right, let's finally talk about Ray Rice and Roger.
Oh, Goodall. He loves women.
Yeah. This leads us right into it.
We love one particular one.
I guess when Ray Rice texts you and says, "You up?" that means something completely different.
Yeah. Are you not conscious?
Yeah.
Shit.
Did you come too?
We've all seen the video.
I saw you like something
on
Facebook.
Who's the president? No.
Yeah, we've all seen the video.
What year is this?
I remember saying early on when we first talked about it, suspend him for a year. When this is before they said anything, they were
the video of him punching his wife.
I said, suspend him for a year. Just suspend him for a year. You suspend him for a year. Suspend him for a year. These motherfuckers suspend him two games, and now we're here. If they suspended him for a year, it had no problem.
Okay, well, we got to explain what happened.
But this is
we got to explain what happened. Okay, so he was in trouble.
The video was just
back in the day.
She's unconscious, getting drug out. I'm talking about the first video.
The first video
was just she was unconscious.
When this whole controversy started,
what, did he knock her out in the elevator?
Did he punch her in the elevator? That was the question. Did he hit her? Did something happen in the elevator? It doesn't matter. He's dragging his fiance out of the elevator.
Like now he's suspended.
So that started a whole discussion of.
And then he got suspended.
Is there anything she could? What happened? Did she hit him first? They weren't saying. Did she hit him first?
They were floating a lot of general ideas.
Did he hit her first? There was a lot of people saying, well, maybe she attacked him.
Mutual thing.
Which raised the thing of, at no point can a woman ever provoke a man to hit her. To which my response to that was, yeah, actually, you can. Yeah. You can. You shouldn't.
Yeah.
But don't say that you can't. No one can say that you can. Of course you can. That's dumb. But just don't.
Just fucking don't. I mean, he's not even just a regular dude. He's like a physically peaked.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, he's a dude that could hurt another dude.
Yeah.
Not just like a regular
woman. Yeah, just a regular guy. Which is why, that's all I ever said was, of course you can provoke somebody to hit you, just don't do it.
Yeah.
But we didn't know at that point what had happened. Now we know, after you see the video, they fighting back and forth, they're spitting on each other,
right.
Which is disgusting as a human being, by the way.
I mean, they make out. Why is that disgusting?
To spit on somebody in anger, that means I don't care about your humanity.
That's very insulting.
That's shitty.
I think it's different when it's a stranger. That's
if
subjective
a stranger
in a fight.
I think it's worse to me.
I think spitting is subjective.
What if
a fight and
she spit on his dick?
That's what I'm saying.
That's all love right there.
Yeah.
Well, you can't insult a penis.
That's love right there.
I think mucus is subjective in fighting.
That's love right there.
I think when you're a stranger and you spit on me, it's disrespectful. When you spit on me in a relationship, you're just a shitty girl.
Here's the thing about spitting, it involves context, okay? So when you spit on somebody's dick, it's like, that's love, man. I don't want you to change.
You know why? Cuz spit means I'm about to go to work.
I don't want you to change. But In the context of fighting, spitting is
That comes from something else. Scary movies and sound effects and blowjobs.
Can we not?
That comes from
that comes
something
from
else.
The grapefruit lady. We'll show you that.
We'll let you see that on the next podcast.
That's hilarious.
I'm good.
Beautiful. Callbacks.
We'll just leave it on that podcast.
I don't care about your humanity. That's what spitting means to me. And I would never in a million years spit on someone that I care.
Oh, yeah,
First of all, I would never spit on a human being. Let's just say that. But if I do spit on you, I don't give a fuck about you.
Yeah. So that's the nature of their relationship.
Spitting on each other.
That's the nature of their relationship.
They fight back and forth. He pushes her back.
They fight. And this is basically what they're used to doing because they have five kids together.
They have five kids together?
Is it five? I thought they had one.
I thought it was like five.
Maybe it's a gremlin and it got wet.
Maybe.
Maybe they don't.
I well, think dude, it's one. I know they got a kid.
My point is they have kids together.
What I didn't realize until like yesterday was that she was his fiance the video happened, and now it's his wife.
A month later, yeah.
Well, they were,
Well, so, those are the emotions. That's how crazy so love she can married get you.
Him. Oh, yeah, no,
I agree. Fight and to fight and you, I would never think to spit on someone, but dude, if you're in love, you're wrapped up in a moment and you're an emotional. Like I probably still want to.
And
do
you
it,
fire a warning spit. You spit past
a warning
over their head.
Spit over their head.
Yeah. And whatever you do, don't spit it straight up, so it ends up coming back down on you.
It's just so she steps in and he clocks her. The thing that I said about watching that whole video, did that look like anything besides an ordinary Tuesday for them? That's like you were just saying.
I didn't see
that's
the whole
just
video.
Ordinary well, shit for them.
Well, the beginning of the video is him waiting.
That's the nature of how they handle shit.
That's the nature of their relationship.
Which led me to a lot of things coming up saying, like, she stays with him. People are like, how could she stay with him? She's just staying with him for the money. She's just staying with him because she's scared. That's too simplistic.
Yeah,
the simple truth is, the pathology of their relationship is that.
Yeah.
They grew up seeing that.
They fight a lot.
I grew up in a black family. You grew up in a black family.
Who I grew
stays?
Up in a black family.
You grew up in a black family. I've seen that up close. I have an aunt and I have aunts and uncles. I have cousins. They fucking fist fight with each other, and then a day later they're hugged up.
It's not even to that level.
That's the pathology of their relationship. This is just how
it's
we
normal
do
to
shit,
them.
Right?
I think on a certain that
this
level,
is just what we do.
That's a high level of the of a relationship. Of no, this is love. This is what we do.
We fight. We fight, and then we make up. This is just what we do.
Some people, it's like not punching. It's just yelling at each other.
Yelling.
Right.
Well, some people
throwing shit.
For me, it was they were yelling. My parents would yell on the way to church.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, so sometimes you yell at each other.
My parents never fist fought, but my uncles and they wives.
You saw some, yeah.
Chit chat. Uh-huh. they got down.
I think the huge reaction that the public had about the video is, now granted, they saw a pretty good size towards the, but that's what domestic violence looks like.
Yes.
And if you don't know that, it's ugly. Yeah. You probably right now work with 5 to 7 people that have done that. And by the way, those people weren't fiancé into marriage with that in the middle.
Yes.
Like, but you don't know that.
Yes, yeah. Yes. I look at it like, I think JL put a good thing up, is the difference between you and I were talking about it.
You and Andy?
Domestic abuse.
You guys got it.
Guess who he's talking to, guys?
Domestic abuse.
Yeah.
He's talking to the dawn
domestic
wall.
Domestic abuse and domestic violence. To me, that's domestic violence. Because they were fucking engaged with one another.
Yeah.
We're going to war, baby.
We mean
that's
this.
That's violence. Versus just, he is just wailing. She got her pinned up in the kitchen.
She wasn't cowering.
Bibbity, bibbity, bip. She wanted to fight.
Yes.
I'm not even saying one is better than the other.
No.
I'm just saying
well, he's
that
better because she kept her guard down.
And it's sad that you got to. It's sad that you got to do that disclaimer.
Keep that right up, baby.
He gets mad at her for not blocking the better. God damn.
I told you to keep your hands up.
Shit. I didn't hit you 45,000 times. I told you.
What I don't understand is the amount of times this has happened in like football, any kind of sport thing, is you could easily just say he's suspended and we're going to get him help.
What I said.
But the help part is what I don't understand.
If the NFL had just done that, the NFL would have been so far out ahead of this, they'd have been coming up behind
it. But you know what I mean?
So you're talking, what you're talking about
for
now.
Drug abuse, if somebody gets arrested for, you know what I mean, hitting somebody, whether it's a woman or not, like they clearly aren't getting whatever issues they have out
right
in their job, which you are supposed to be aggressive, so you have to find this balance, but they probably, that same aggression that made him work hard and be a great athlete is also the same aggression that tortures him when he has a conflict with anybody, his wife or other people.
And now you
and
when they get suspended, they have no they can't have any
now
contact.
Now he doesn't have a job.
No
he
resources.
Has people villainizing him with no information, whether you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you
I know
don't
exactly
know,
what you mean.
Like Bill Burr has that joke where you don't know.
That's what I was actually about to say. I was just about to say.
Rihanna was like, I'm going to fuck all your friends and fuck you. And I'm not saying that makes it okay, but I am saying there's two parts to it. There is a dynamic. This is how they've done it probably before.
Yep. She's another one, too. You can tell because her father was like, you know, Chris is a good dude. Like, yeah, because she used to beat her mama up.
Yeah, I mean,
I know exactly what she comes
I'm not
out of that
saying,
pathology.
I just refuse to believe. Like, I'm not saying that I hate when people victim blame, but I'm also saying, you look at Ray Rice, he clearly has problems. He probably was set up for failure in the emotional department. Why doesn't anybody try to help him emotionally? Because you know what? Him losing his job, now he's just an angry dude that's going to wail on anybody else in his vicinity.
You just released an angry,
possibly poor, deranged
that
dude.
That is Bill Burr's other joke when they say, he's fired. Somebody does some shit, they're fired.
How is that helpful to anybody?
Now, have you seen homeless people? Have you seen people that are poor that don't have money? They are the most angry. So now you have an angry football player.
That has no problem punching women.
Men, women, whoever is out. Kids, whoever's out there.
This is the beginning of what turns into mental illness. I'm sorry. It's the beginning of somebody that doesn't know how to deal with their emotions.
Right.
They have tumultuous situations that happen. He's at the peak of his celebrity. Now, you know what I mean? Yeah. Peak of his career. Mm-hmm. He has this family, and now people are, you know, saying he's a horrible person. He already probably thought he was a horrible person, mm-hmm. and that's why he was treating people this way. So now you're being, what you felt about yourself is now being proven all over the country and all.
Yeah, don't read Twitter.
Yeah. And now, now everyone hates you as much as you hate yourself, and now you don't have a job. Now you might not have a wife. Now your life is over. But I mean, money's he's gonna lose. Your career on all levels are over.
Yeah, he can't even get hired at Home Depot right now.
Yeah, well, he can't in Baltimore.
Where does the gold digger thing come in?
Well, people have been saying it because
stay with him too.
People have
money.
To have a reason Despite as to why it. She would stay with him. And
nobody wants to look at the other side of it, which is she's probably damaged too.
Of course,
you know what
is.
I mean. Mm-hmm. Like you don't
to stay.
How do we know that? Well, they're spitting on each other, and she was going in to hit, and he hit her first. That's how
and she married him after that event.
And they acted like, and they were fighting like that was
normal. That's an important thing to remember.
They do that shit in public.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's the way you knew it was normal when she went down. He didn't panic like, oh my God. He was like, well, you know.
Again.
He's like nudging her with his foot.
That's
like,
an important thing to remember is the way it's the nature of the fight between those two. That's an important thing to remember. It's not like a new thing. It's not
exactly.
like a click. He didn't look at his fist. Yeah. He didn't start. Oh my God!
What did you do, Lefty?
He didn't eat her out right after. She fell on the ground. He was like,
and he pushed
the button to let me go ahead and hit because this bitch is gonna need some extra time.
He didn't even pick her up.
That's
an amazingly strong man. Yeah. He didn't pick her up off the ground.
Dude, honestly,
when he pushed her with his foot she was a groceries he didn't want to pick up, I was like,
I wonder if she's seen the video.
Oh, yeah. She's seen what
he did to her while
she came out on Twitter. She was like, and Jason Whitlock wrote a good thing of, motherfucker, stop showing the goddamn video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
on a loop.
Yeah, stop showing the goddamn
video. Who's Jason Whitlock?
Video. He's a writer, big sexy.
You know, PTI,
columnist.
Good
yeah,
stuff.
PTI.
Okay.
No, that was a huge mistake because, again, it's tough to understand their relationship because it's just so foreign to a lot of people. But knocks her out. She's there on the ground. Hey, look, you know the mistake happened. What you do is you fireman carry her out. You put her on a bench.
On your shoulder.
You know that. You know, like, okay, I done messed up. But yeah, but he just drags her out the thing and leaves her halfway. Legs are halfway in.
Be a gentleman.
her dress is up. Yeah. This is someone that doesn't. I'm sorry. This is someone that doesn't care about somebody.
Be a gentleman. Exactly. Like when you knock your woman out, like pull her dress down so everybody doesn't see her. Her kitchen.
Look, the only thing that I was like, the only thing we didn't get in that video was seeing the elevator doors trying to close on her. The one thing
bouncing off her legs.
Oh, that's not
like boom, boom, boom. Hey.
Oh my God.
Yelling at her like a fucking
a
Cali gangster.
We didn't get to hear the security guard. Hey, what's the problem over here?
Hey, get up.
People trying to use the elevator.
All you need is
a couple to just step over and be like, okay.
Oh, this is awkward.
Okay.
Don't you play for the Ravens?
Well, I'd like to know, because, again, it's their relationship,
sad.
And you hear their feelings about the thing from when it happened to them getting married to now.
Oh, they in love.
Well,
don't think they're not.
They're definitely in love.
Don't think they're not.
So what exactly, I'm not saying that, you know, they're like, oh, we're cool with it now. Maybe they might be and stuff. That's
no,
besides the point. But I want to know what responsibility, like, They're as far born as again penalty now. Wise, like the NFL, I mean, if it's an attorney, like I said, well, you might be working with people who have had these things. Here's the thing.
Somebody said that to me at work, like, you can't get fired from your job. You, Chad, can't get fired from your job. Part of being in the NFL is that you are in,
you're public.
You're in the public limelight. You're in a so if I run the NFL, arena. I can't have you making my product look bad. That's the whole thing. Is you can't make my product look bad.
Well, aren't you property to a certain degree?
I mean, that's the thing with celebrities is like at the end of the day, you have some responsibility,
And this is the life you chose. So shut up about.
There are extremes. But the truth is, you did something in a public place. You're a public figure. You made so many mistakes for your stupidity. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a little easier if you're an actor. Maybe they hire you, maybe you don't. But you're on a football team. That makes the whole team look insane. And now it makes because of the way Goodell has handled it. Just what I don't understand. For somebody who's supposed to be so smart.
Well, what I mean, okay.
How did you not think we will suspend him for a year? We're going to get you help. Why did you bring her in the office as you're interviewing? There's no reason for her to be in there. I don't give a fuck what you got to say. Look, I'm going to tell you like this. Look here. Quite frankly, I don't give a fuck about either one of you. All I know is you're fucking up this product. So now we have to make this right so my product doesn't get fucked up. Yeah. That's all I know. So we're going to get
these
you
gloves.
Guys some help. Well, yeah, put on these gloves.
These oversized gloves.
What I also don't understand is that when you hit somebody, you know what I mean? So if you hit Andy and the police come, was it a misdemeanor? Like what
I'm getting shot if I hit Andy.
No. But what is
the black guy, white dude?
But Andy comes strapped.
Somebody gets
I'm getting shot.
A court date or
Andy.
Arrested.
Yeah,
something happens. So
I'm videotaping.
They shooting me. I'm darker.
I had a court date. The law let him go.
They put him in a counseling program. They put him in a like deferred sentence.
Wait,
probation.
What?
See, and that's the funny thing, and that's how people think.
First time offender.
About
first time offender. He knocked her out.
Exactly. Right.
That's not even. It's one thing you hit her and she has a bruised eye.
No, fine.
Famous. First time famous offender.
Oh yeah, as a
so
boxer.
The video.
Oh my god.
How long has the video been out? I mean, I don't mean like
I
to the public.
Just appeared.
I'm not talking about to us. I'm talking about to them.
Months.
Oh, months.
Because they had it.
The police had it. The police saw it.
Yeah.
They saw it and they were like, oh, he just needs a little therapy.
Yeah.
Do you really think a little therapy is going to fix that shit?
He needs concentrated.
A couple going back. First of all, Ray, he probably had girlfriends that he fought with. And he was like, I can just punch this bitch and she ain't got no. This is so easy. He had to find this woman here. He's in love with her.
Yeah, this one fights back.
This one fights back. She can spit further than me. She falls out. I mean, we got to work on this bitch's lag time, but other than that, I'm in love with her. I like her. I like her. And she got a good conversation.
Chad?
Like, he had to. That is built. That has. Do people really think a little bit of therapy is going to help that shit?
It has to be concentrated for real.
It has to be.
And they have to be accepting of it.
They got to take time out. He's, yeah.
He has to know he has a problem. That's
he
the biggest
has to
thing.
Know. They both have to know.
That they have a problem.
They both of them have to know.
Because they do. They both have a problem.
For her to stay and for him to
do
it.
But not even for her to stay. I mean, she clearly has her own anger issues.
Right.
You don't stay with somebody that has anger issues because you just accept his anger issues.
Yeah, yeah.
You understand.
You have your own.
Not this broad. She wants to throw hands.
You have your own anger issues.
She does.
Yeah. She wants to throw hands.
Yeah. And she may feel bad about it. She may feel like,
oh, she feels bad.
I provoked. I spit on him and then he spit on.
Yeah, it was my fault.
This is us because we're and then they're holding hands under the table.
The thing is that she has a role, but she does have a role in the fight.
Yeah,
well, she's fighting.
Yeah,
well, then
that's
when people project they're like, oh, she's staying with him because she's scared.
Well, we know someone who got hit by his girlfriend, and he was like, we kept telling him that no, that's not supposed to happen.
No,
and he was like, no, you understand?
She likes to fight.
She fights. She just fights.
So, dude, you're a battered wife right now. What's wrong with you? That was spousal.
Did he say he's good on the good days or she's good on the good days?
That, yes.
Yeah.
That's it.
What were you going to ask me now?
Well, not that it really when it comes down to it matters. But I don't that second hit that threw her. I thought it was the railing that ended up knocking her out, not one.
Hit resulted in her hitting the railing.
Yeah. Okay. The railing didn't join in the fight.
You hit her, then she hits the railing.
The railing got suspended for 6 games.
Well, he's suspended a year now.
You also have to look at it like this. They had been drinking. So
that
the synapses are already
amplified.
Because she went right down.
Yeah.
Pow. Wow. Right down. Hit her
head. Do you think she has like stats? She was like, man, if I didn't have that second drink, I would have stayed up.
Yeah.
So I just needed a better corner guy, man.
Yeah. I'd have got my ride up. I wouldn't have walked into the punch. I'd have stayed outside and worked the jab.
You gotta see. You gotta blame her girlfriends for that shit too, because you know she's talking to one of her girlfriends. She's like, "Girl, he got that new.
He just signed that new contract.
What did you say? What did you say to him? I'll fuck him. You haven't had me over for dinner yet, girl.
Y'all think Adele needs to go?
Well, it depends, because I think he saw the video.
I think because he got caught, he needs to go. But if we're honest, if you're a commissioner of any, you're a piece of shit.
Well, he works for the owners, and the owners are pieces of shit.
But he's also the discipline commissioner. He's always been very heavy-handed with discipline. So
yeah,
this
very heavy-handed on those Negroes that play for him.
You can't.
He didn't do shit to the owner of the Colts.
No, they hit him pretty good with the $500,000.
I don't know any of that stuff.
Oh yeah, I know. The guy that was handing out hundreds of Colts
was driving through a neighborhood with like $75,000 in cash.
He had a bag of cash and a bag of pills, a trash bag full of pills, money, a fucking
ice skater shirt.
You can't do that. Fucking shirt he had on when he came out.
It's like an Ed Hardy shirt.
Yeah. You can't do that shit.
Well, I want to know what music he was listening to when he got pulled over.
Either Warrant or something along those lines.
Motley Crue.
Survivor.
She's the one they call cherry pie.
Put a smile on your face. 10 miles wide.
Either that, driving, or Motley Crue. Doctor Feels Good.
Yeah. Something like that.
He's the one they call Doctor Feel Good.
I'm going to this bitch's house. You know.
Or he's listening to the theme from like Ghostbusters 2. You know, so just something really out there.
Well, I guess we're gonna have to take.
Where's my bag of pills?
Bobby Brown is a beast. You be sleeping on Bobby Brown.
And he didn't do shit to him. If that had been a player, they'd have been suspended.
Yeah.
He didn't do shit to him. What's the other player? Hardy?
Yeah.
Greg Hardy for the Carolina Panthers.
You don't know about this guy.
This is a mess.
Greg Hardy plays for the Carolina Panthers.
I don't know about this guy.
His ex went to her house, drug her around her house by her hair.
Wait, he went to his ex.
He was mad at her because he found out she used to date Nelly, which we can all relate to.
Yeah, we all relate to that one. It's like all of us.
He was listening to
Floyd Mayweather.
He was listening to Nellyville on the way there.
Were they still dating? Or
no.
So he just found out that after him, he went.
Yeah. I think somehow.
Not before or after. At some point, she was dating Nelly.
Nelly has been in it like twice now with people. How is that anybody's
business? Nelly gets it in.
Well, it is if I own this bitch.
He doesn't. It's his ex.
No, this bitch belongs to me forever.
It is mine.
Forever.
It is mine, yeah.
I had an ex that used to be jealous of people I dated 10 years before I dated him.
Oh.
And
yeah.
then gave me shit when he found out somebody I was dating after he dumped me.
Yeah, he was going to kill you.
I was like,
he was working. Luckily, he met somebody after you.
Yeah. Somebody that he's terrorizing now.
Yeah. He was getting ready to kill. Look, I had problems. That is crazy.
He went to her place, drug her around by her hair from room to room, choked her, beat on her.
God.
That dude.
Look at that dude.
That dude.
Aw, dude. You don't even need to put that there to reflect the sun.
No.
This is not even where you put that.
He just wanted it there.
That's the better picture right there.
Oh god. I mean, how much practice did he need to talk to women for that to work out?
Well, you know what? He just scared him in the bed.
Hold on.
Right up until he became a successful football player in high school. When that began, he didn't have to do shit anymore to talk to
people. I don't get that, man. I mean, I'm
right
sorry.
Right then and there.
I'm sorry. None. If I can't have a conversation with you, I don't care about anything else.
Don't take yourself out of the
you
equation.
I know. I know.
And throw in vapid.
I mean.
Throw in vapid. Like, completely. Because people.
There's a great Funnier Die video nonsense. That's just called bad. It's just called Basic Bitches. And yeah. It's just literally, mm-hmm. It was actually really cute. It's literally just this guy, like, she's getting arrested. And she's like, I just want to let you know the test. I'm not arrested. We just got the test results back. You're a basic bitch. And then it's just, you know what I mean? You have the picture frame that says friends and has friends quotes on it. You wear, you know, sweatpants that say, you know, bootylicious on it. It's like all this kind of stuff. And then you start to realize, you're like, oh, okay, well, I'm not basic. Oh, is this what dudes are complaining about?
Yeah.
Like these girls that just have agendas and they just fill in life here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're just like.
Pretty much.
But there's also dudes like that too. Like I see the dudes are all wearing the same like button down shirt. They all have the same haircut. Yeah. They're all going to the same club
and
they all have the same mission.
As Louis C.K. would say, the little guys behind them.
Yeah.
They have a ringleader. They have a dude that does know how to talk to women that they all follow suit with.
The little
like
dudes
just as much as there are basic bitches, there are also basic bros.
Oh, sure.
Bros.
Of course.
All men are basic. That's
of course.
Even,
but
and here's the funny thing with basic dudes, we have to deal with those motherfuckers too.
Oh yeah.
Because they'll either add you to their thing or they will because they are the biggest
they
haters.
Will do the worst to try to hate.
They
stop you from getting something just because they can't have it.
Yeah.
Right.
Because they haven't figured out what sucks about them.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Which is that they don't have a personality and they're all wearing the same shirt.
Exactly. It's usually after a show.
You get better than me.
I had to break up a fight that he was fixing to get into.
Oh, shit. What'd you do?
It had nothing to do with him. It was another
dude. Reynolds pointing at Tim.
What did this girl say to you?
Another guy.
What doll hurt you?
That doll would have got fucked up. I had a lighter.
I will melt your face.
Yo. You know Pete Bladel? Comic
who?
Pete Bladel.
Oh, shit. Don't say his name.
There's nothing wrong with it. Pete didn't do anything wrong.
No, we gotta take
Pete
his name
did nothing
out.
Wrong. Right. Pete was just talking to the girl. He was just talking to the girl. And this other dude was trying to block the shit out of Pete.
Really?
It was her brother, right?
Her brother.
And that's the weird thing.
Back off, dude. Pete, Mr. Clean Cut. I'll see you at the All Valley Karate Tournament. That's what Pete looks like. That's what Pete looks like.
3 o'clock on the flagpole.
He's Mr. All American dude. He's talking to the girl. The girl approached him.
Six foot five. Yeah. Pete.
The girl approached him. So he's saying there yik yakking with her. And the dude, and then Tim. Hey,
hold on, you gotta explain what happened. And see, I knew he was gonna do that. I knew he was gonna cut out a part. Here's what was going on. Let me tell the story.
Yeah.
So Pete was talking to the girl. It was going well.
Oh yeah.
Because you read body language, you know when something's going well.
Yeah, they're connecting.
There's nobody in danger, nobody's scared.
Yeah.
The girl's brother decided, I'm doing air quotes, save my sister from this comic. So I thought it would be, I don't know if I thought it was funny, but I didn't like
No, you didn't think it was going to be funny.
I didn't like the whole situation.
Here's what he's trying to do.
I didn't like
he's
the whole situation.
He's trying to soften the shit up.
I'm trying to
he
soften it up.
He didn't like it.
Here's what I did.
It made him mad.
It pissed me off.
So he said
so I said, I was like, hey, yo, Pete. How you handling that cock blocking going on over there?
This is about 15 feet away.
It was a little bit away.
Yeah.
So the dude, he did this is a white guy thing. He tried to come over.
He sued you?
What do you mean?
He tried to come over and be passive aggressive with the whole situation. And then he kept doing this thing.
Tap
you know what I'm
well,
saying?
You
know, like he's slapping my shoulder. And I'm like, dude, we don't need to.
Well, you were kind of being passive aggressive.
I was?
Yeah, by saying, how's that cock blocking go?
Yeah, I was.
I mean, you just did it with humor, and he didn't have that.
He
so
didn't he have
went
it.
He went with regular passive he aggression.
Went, right. Right. He did. He did.
You
and
went
he
with
also,
clever passive aggressive.
He did the other thing, too, which is if you know somebody doesn't like you, you touch them, which I'm not a,
yeah,
I'm not a fan of that.
I don't like touching whether you like
physical,
me or not.
You try to.
Hey, how's it going? I don't know you.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
you're
back up. Yeah. I don't know.
I think you're really funny, do you?
Yeah. That's good. This is you're funny. That's hilarious.
Why don't you think I'm funny over there?
So now they're standing there loud talking.
We're talking to each other. Yeah,
loud talking.
Because
each other.
He touched me, and I'm like, yo, I did the nigga
he's
thing.
He's setting up flares. He's like, someone's touching me.
I did the nigga thing. I looked away. He's right here. I'm looking this way. I'm like, dog, don't fucking touch me, son. Don't fucking touch me, son. Yo, don't. And
yo,
he kept.
No, you don't
doing
do
this.
It. After they say it once,
he
you go, oh, okay.
He
I
said,
just found
son,
the boundary.
That's how you know it's serious.
Yeah.
I only say son when I'm serious.
So, Randolph.
I came over.
Oh, he heard the three sons, and he's like, this guy's in trouble.
I saw what was happening, so I came over and I told the dude, I said,
spotlight in the sky.
I said, you go over there.
Yeah.
And you go over there.
And meanwhile,
Papa
Randy. I have a plate of pizza in my hand.
so then they both.
Can we read
and then we both immediately go, we're not doing
we
anything.
We ain't doing nothing wrong.
We're doing anything. Immediately.
What?
Wait, who said that?
Me and him. Both of them.
Me and the dude.
White dude. Both of them. We're not doing anything.
Like,
we're good now. We good now. So now we're talking around. I'm like, no, we good, man. We good. Why are you going crazy?
Like, I'm the problem.
Yeah.
There's a show going on in the green room.
You're both slapping Randolph's shoulder.
Relax.
Relax.
There's a show going on the whole time.
We're right outside. We're in the lobby of the draft house.
Yeah. Oh
right outside of that door.
You guys are ridiculous.
We're standing at that table eating pizza.
You guys are ridiculous.
I had my phone out. I was going to
World Star. In that story.
We were World Star.
I judge everyone.
Exactly. We talk. Like, you go the fuck over there and you go over there. The fuck are y'all doing?
That's like the World Star blooper reel.
Yeah,
like the fight didn't happen.
I was wrong in that one. But it's that thing though, where it's like, why are you even involved in this?
Yeah,
why are you even going over there? Your sister's
although
fine.
I do like you're like, oh, I see some cock blocking going on. I'm gonna go over there and I like that
cock
about
block
you,
the
man.
Cock blocking.
Yeah, I like that, dude.
I don't like it.
Then the girl was like, my brother,
he's
just like that. He tries to protect me. Like,
and
the
then
girl
why are you hanging out with your brother?
Yeah. Exactly. Because they came as a group.
Man, I'll tell you what. I mean, he said I got to go save this girl from the comic. I'm like, I got sisters, dude. If I spent time trying to block I wouldn't have written any jokes.
I mean, I would never bring. I mean, I. Somebody, my sister once was just like, oh, this guy's really nice. And I go, oh, who's he? She's like, oh, he's a comic. And I was like, we're going to talk.
Back up.
I say that as a comic. I am just as creepy in my own lady creepy comedy way. But dudes is like, oh, I was like, and I've dated comics. I was like, we could do better. We all can do better. Sorry,
a certain
room
level,
full of comics. We can all do better.
There's a certain level of success that they have to have before they can get past that. And even
success.
You don't think so?
No. I mean, almost everybody I've dated has no success. I don't have success. I'm honest about this. If I don't have money and success, why am I judging other people without money and
success?
Well,
no. I mean the comics themselves. I think a lot of problems stem from your own insecurities.
Absolutely.
You project a lot of your... I do that with white people a lot of times. I project my racism onto them.
Yeah.
So I think it comes from... That's why I mean like their success.
Yeah.
As like you don't have... Oh, I'm not on that show, so... You know, now I'm a piece of shit to people that are lower than me. People come up to you and say, hey, good show. Like, what show? Which one did you see, you motherfucker?
Yeah.
Be specific when you talk to me.
Are you mocking me or are you a friend?
Yeah.
That's
are we on Facebook? You are? Well, I'm fucking unfriending you tonight.
Yeah.
Like, by the way, I unfriend people all the time. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
I think I unfriended one person last year.
I unfriend people.
Yeah, I just hide from the feed.
I just fucking.
I want to keep the count up. Friend count is important.
I like the friend count. Just fucking.
I take them out, baby.
I just fucking block
them. When they did that thing where you don't get notifications of certain people, it was like a whole new thing for me.
Yeah.
I was like, this is amazing. I don't have to deal with the fight of unfriending somebody.
Nah,
but I don't have to see all your quotes and all your I killed and I'm great.
I don't even want you looking at my shit. I don't want you to have an access to me,
but
son.
That's also for me. Like, I keep everything public anyway. I'm like, I'm just posting pictures of my cats. I can't imagine why you want to be in my life. I mean, you don't give yourself any ammo. I mean, the weird thing for Facebook for me is that most of the people I follow are comics. It's whatever. But the normal people, like the civilians in my life, when I read what they're posting, I'm like, why are they doing this?
Yeah.
Why are they?
Are you on Facebook?
Yeah.
Why are you on Facebook?
Because that's when I don't like Twitter, but that's when I start to like Twitter, because Twitter is a bunch of people following. You don't really say much, mm-hmm. and you just retweet other people or all the people that are working on Twitter. You follow them, you appreciate them, you retweet them.
Right.
Maybe you say that was funny. That's it. Facebook, they're like, took my daughter to ballet today.
Yeah.
We forgot the tutu.
Yeah.
Hero.
Yeah. Hey.
Well, now.
Don't talk shit about my post.
Hashtag.
Is that you?
No.
Hashtag tutus are crazy.
Yeah. I talked about, but it's never anything about, like, I like my mind would be like, Took my daughter to ballet. I fucking hate all these people here. That's my post. I fucking hate everybody in here.
Dude, my friend told me the greatest
thing.
Which
I would laugh at.
I don't remember who told me, and I can never, I've never found who said this, but the greatest thing I heard, the difference between Twitter and Facebook is Twitter will make you like people you don't even know. Facebook make you hate your friends. And I'm like, I wish I could give that person's credit for saying that.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Because
it is perfect.
No, it sums it up super well. Because there are certain people where I'm like, yo, are you unleashing your day on your friends? Like, not even like calling them personally?
Yeah.
Like, that's weird to me where you're just like, I hate everybody. And like the passive aggressive where you're like, some people don't know how to, and you're like, whoa.
A lot of that shit.
Whoa.
You're are like, you talking? And then you're friends with him. Like, I know exactly who you're talking about.
Like, and people don't know how to return calls. You're like, did I return Sarah's phone call? You're like, oh God, oh God.
Let me call Sarah. Oh, hey, what's going on? Nothing.
That's where I start to feel safe just having jokes and just be like doing it mostly career stuff. Because other than a structured joke that I took months to create, you don't know nothing about me.
Yeah.
You don't know anything unclever about me.
And I definitely don't know how to react when they put up like depressing stuff. It's like, my grandmother ate my cat and then died. And you're like, I don't know what to do here.
Who are you sadder about?
Today, Dad would have been 59.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Even though he died 8 years in. Here's a picture of me and Dad.
I just like that.
This is the weird thing.
Take you out of the feed.
It complicates relationships because somebody might be, my grandmother died. And you go, you might say, sorry for the loss. And then a week later, they're like, I'm mad at you. You never called because my grandma died. I was like, well, you never personally told me your grandma did die.
Yeah.
So you know what? If you don't think I'm personal enough for you to tell me your grandma died, then I don't think it's personal enough for me to say I'm sorry your grandma died.
How about
in a text?
And also, like,
join the whole group.
If you didn't tell me you were getting married, I don't feel that I need to give you a personal call say congratulations.
But you're also not friends with her grandma on Facebook.
Yeah,
like, who gives a shit? You know what I mean?
It is kind of weird because I have so much like the courtesy that I was raised with, like those traditions. Like, I actually haven't had that many close people die. I've gone to funerals of friends' close people because that's how I was taught that if this person is mourning, if you can, you support the friend that's mourning. But then there's also, it's weird because then there's Twitter rules and there's like Facebook rules, which is like, if I like your shit, you should like my shit. So now you're upset because somebody
Andy.
Yeah.
Put up some likable shit, man.
But you know what I mean? Like, so there's this weird unspoken rule stuff in all these different areas of your life, and now it gets complicated because it's messing up the old rules. You know what I mean? So these new unspoken rules are messing up the other unspoken rules. Does that make sense? Sorry, I'm yelling.
No, that's fine.
Hey, at least we're not in an elevator, right?
I'm like, everybody's tried to hit me this episode.
We got
to
wrap this up.
We got to bring this one home. So we're going to bring this one home. You guys come on back on Thursday. I guess everybody will still be with us. Everybody, we're going to go around the room, start with you. Give all your stuff.
All my stuff.
Information. Since we were just talking about it.
Liz Mealy, M-I-E-L-E. Everything is at Liz Mealy or Liz Mealy, whatever. I'll be on Access on Thursday if you have... I guess DirecTV.
This coming Thursday,
know.
The 18th, is
that
right?
Yeah, this Thursday. And then I'm actually recording a CD October 12th at The Stand, so hopefully I'll have a CD out after that.
Nice.
Do you have a title for it?
Emotionally Exhausting.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Maybe you could go
Watch your mouth. I can say it, you can't. I got a joke. My joke is what makes me powerful.
That's good.
Maybe you could do a cat tie and call it Me Ow.
All right, you're done. Okay.
Unfollow.
What do you got?
At Chad Heft on Twitter.
There you
Chadwick Heft on Facebook if you want to play along.
Chadwick.
Yeah, I know.
Full name.
Chad Heft. Go your
room. That was a full name for Chad.
Catch me September 25th through the 28th at Liquid Laughs with Vince Morris.
And Boise.
Idaho. And in November, if you're planning out November 21st through the 23rd at Laughs Unlimited in Old Sacramento.
Okay.
Sacramento. All right. I'm Andy Klein 74 on Twitter, and I'm myself on Facebook. DC Improv September 27th, Last Comic Standing audition 10:30 show with Randolph actually.
Ready.
DC Improv October 3rd through 5th with Gerard Carmichael, and then in the middle of that I'll be doing a couple other shows. Well, at October 18th I'll be in Fredericksburg with the Cool Cow Comedy Showcase. So. Come to one of those.
There you go. And I will be, like I said, I'm in October of the 9th through the 12th. I'm at the Improv and then also the 27th on the Last Comic Standing audition show.
I am in the lounge, myself and Andy, and Tim is the host.
I will be the host of both of those shows, the 8 o'clock and the 10:30 show. The
last September 27th.
September 27th. By the way.
Are y'all talking business?
Yeah.
Tim DeMond on Twitter. Tim D. Miller on Facebook. DeMond Miller on MySpace.
Black Planet.
DeMond
Black
T. Love on Black Planet.
These big black balls on Black Planet.
Is it
Negro? Timoteo Negro on Mi Gente. Hey,
what you want to do, sir?
Scarecrow on that farmer. What's the farmer site?
Farmers Only.
Farmers Only.
You have to be lonely.
Dog, I do a joke about that shit. It kills every time.
Yeah, that's a hilarious commercial.
Yeah.
Farmers Only.
Yeah, yes. It's like made in on like some cheap.
It's like from 30 years ago or something.
Yeah. Oh, it's looks beautiful. Like it. It's hilarious. And if you'd like to send Tim a creepy doll, his address is
Alexandria. But anyway, I think that's it for me.
So we're bringing this home. People, come on back on Thursday. We'll be here for you guys. We hope you guys enjoyed today's podcast. As always, we enjoy bringing it to you. I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
And I'm Tim Miller.
That has been
Liz Mealy.
And that has been
Chad.
And we have three guys on, plus two. And we are out. She won't get out of bed.